Hello, and welcome to another episode of Southern Illinois Ghost Hunters Podcast. I am your host, Jose Bautista, and Michelle is busy at work. And today we're going to talk about the double murder and haunting of the Hunley House, Carbondale, Illinois. The Hunley House is located at 601 West Main Street in Carbondale, Illinois. And the Hunley House got a lot of attention, and I believe some news attention as well, for the hauntings that go on in the Hunley House. And what happened at the Hunley House was a double murder on the night of December 12th, 1928. Someone shot banker and former Carbondale mayor J.C. Hunley and his wife Luella. And the murder still went unsolved to this day. And there has been hauntings at this house, such as CD players and TVs turning on by themselves. The porch swing would swing by itself, especially when there's no wind. And according to some residents that live around the area, that they've heard gunshots go off inside the house sometimes late at night, and the police were called a couple occasions, and nothing was ever found in the house to indicate that a shooting happened. But there was speculation going on about who did it, and some people thought that the son may have done it, or that the mayor, J.C. Hunley, was involved in some illegal activity, especially being mayor. And the night that the murder happened, the husband and wife were going to go on a trip to Florida, and they were going over the itinerary of what they were going to do in Florida while they were away. And someone broke into the house and shot and killed the couple. And the last person that seen them alive before the murder was the butler of the Hunleys. And he told the authorities that the couple were in good spirits and was very excited about taking the trip to Florida. And they went to sleep, and day before the trip, and someone broke in and murdered them. That's some crazy shit right there. And when the murder took place, there was a woman across the street that was nursing a sick baby, and she heard the gunshots and saw the Hunley's bedroom light shut off, and she called the authorities. And the police department of Murfreesboro was the first to arrive on scene. And at that time, Carbondale was significantly smaller than Murfreesboro at the time. And it took the Carbondale police a long time to get there. About an hour to arrive because of the muddy roads. The roads were so muddy due to the rain, it was hard for the Carbondale police to get to them. And So how the murderer got in is a mystery, because the front door was locked and the police had to, the only way the police could get in was through the kitchen window. Entering through the kitchen window. So, oh, kitchen door. My bad. And the murderer used what was a 45 caliber Colt Army revolver that the forensics later identified the bullet to be. And the authorities went and questioned the son, the son's wife, and the son had a reputation as a bad businessman, and he was in need of money. And they thought that son did it because he was taken off the will of the family, and they thought he wanted revenge and killed his mom and dad. But later on, he told the authorities that him and his father reconciled and patched things up. And then him and his wife skipped town. But he and his father and stepmother are all buried near each other in Carbondale, Oakland Cemetery. So it was his stepmom, not his blood mom. But as reports of the hauntings, they seem very interesting. But as far as to my knowledge, it's under new ownership, and the owners don't let anybody ghost hunt the property anymore, like the past owners did. But I would love to go and ghost hunt it and check it out and see what I could come up with. But it's pretty interesting. I thought it was a good, interesting incident to tell you fine people. And that would be it. And thank you for listening. Have a good night. Peace.